That's right. We're back. Welcome to another episode of Rise and Pod with Adrian Conway. Today, this is a bit of a longer format discussion where I'm literally going to dive into a topic that I believe that a lot of people need to hear when it comes from the point of optimizing their life. A lot of times in these longer formatted discussions, what I will try to do is offer value to you in some way, shape, or form through fitness, lifestyle, or mindset. And today, I think it really almost pivots upon each one of those three aspects of life. And the ironic thing is that in most cases, all of them are correlated with one another. As many of you that have followed along my coaching journey or my fitness journey understand that it's very rare for you to gain the capacity or develop the ability to improve any quality within your life, any quality within your fitness journey, or any quality within your professional journey, even your mindset, and it not correlate to the other two or the other three. So, you know, today, what I want to talk about is change. There are so many people, so many clients that I see, so many athletes that I've coached throughout the years, and there's also so many disciples that I get an opportunity to interact with that either mentor me or I get a chance to quote unquote mentor or disciple them. There are also employees, there are coworkers, there are close friendships that I have, and all of these aspects have shown me many different things. And the thing about change that is most unique to me is that everyone tends to want some form of it. If you're out there listening to this podcast episode today, I would venture to say that there's something in your life that you would want to change. There's something that you either want more of, there's something that you want less of, there's something that you want growth in. Perhaps it is that you want to gain lean body mass. Perhaps it is that you want to lose some of your body fat. Perhaps it is that you want to build consistency within the gym, or perhaps it's that you want deeper intimacy with the relationship that is most important to you. Maybe you want to grow in your spiritual walk and you want to get closer to God. Maybe you want to be more like Jesus. Maybe you want to become a leader in your church, or you want to become a coach and abandon the job that you currently have because this job is one that just checks the box of paying the bills, and you want to do something that is more fruitful for your soul and something that you love and you're passionate about. Folks, this list could continue on into parenting and continue into friendships, continue into any way, shape, or form. I want to frame this that, again, everyone wants some type of change. A lot of us want an upgrade of some kind. I led with that. And I hope that every one of us are on the same page. We can relate here, and that's why I bring it up that way. No matter what it is, we can relate to one another. So what is the difference then in people who are very successful in regards to pursuing this change versus those who are tremendously unsuccessful in pursuing this change? What is the difference between those that stay the course as they make the change and after they make the change versus those that actually make the change for a very short and finite period of time and then dwindle back into their old habits and their lifestyles? Well, there's something that I want to share with you. And to me, it's a very harsh truth and harsh teaching, which of course, those of you that have followed my journey and are close with me, that you understand that I enjoy these types of teachings. And I don't mean just to verbalize them or put them on someone else, but in fact, I recognize their value because they've been the most valuable instilled lessons in my own life. When someone had the audacity or the vulnerability and the bravery to share with me a hard teaching, whether it was through scripture, whether it was through mentorship, or whether it was about relationship advice in my marriage, the difficult things that are there to share and for me to realize are the ones that actually acted as a catalyst to real change for me. And that is why I lean into these. But the quote I want to share with you today is a very harsh one. And it says, when the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same, then you'll change. Think about it. Right now, you have a pain point. You have something that you want to change. You want to upgrade. But the problem is, to have change and to evolve, there's going to be pain that you actually have to withstand to get away from the current pain that you have. When you start to perceive your current pain as way greater than the pain and discomfort and inconvenience of the change that needs to take place, then you will change. Until that pain gets bigger than the pain of change, you will not change. here's where the harshness of this practicality comes in, is that you view your current perspective and you're thinking, well, I really don't want this though. I really don't want to be 40 pounds overweight. I really don't want to be insecure in my bathing suit. I really don't want to be checking off the box every day with my spouse. But you know the answer to the solution. You know that if you want to lose weight, you need to cut back on calories. You need to track your food. You need to be accountable and you need to make lifestyle changes. You know that because it's all over Google. Go chat GPT on how to lose weight. It's going to tell you and it's going to give you a myriad of ways in order to do so. If you are unfulfilled in your relationship, there's going to be a million and one times 10 books that exist out there in romanticism, in pursuing your spouse and serving your spouse and being seen and heard by your spouse and every different type of way that you want, whether it's spiritual guidance, whether it's, some type of love guru. It doesn't matter. All the solutions are out there, though, for you in almost any problem that you have. But the discomfort of your current situation and the pain that you're experiencing isn't great enough because it's still not more than the pain and discomfort and the change. You see, because as you know these answers, when you hear something like, well, you need to track your food, and then you respond with, well, I'm just so busy. Or the answer is, well, you need to eat less. And then you're like, well, I'm just so hungry. Or the solution is you should abstain from this type of eating at this time of day. And you say, well, I really enjoy that time with my friends and food is social. I'm not saying none of those things aren't true. But what I'm saying is all of those things you deem as inconvenient and you deem them as inconvenience is greater than your 40 pounds overweight, than your insecurity in your bathing suit, than your X, Y, and Z that you want. Do you understand? And I hope that you are following me today. It is important for us to be very real in this discussion, that if you want something, you can have it. But getting that thing and the change that you need to get that thing are going to be painful and they're going to be uncomfortable. And guess what? To your current life circumstance and the way that you live, it's going to be inconvenient. But what are you going to do? Are you so uncomfortable in your own skin? Are you so uncomfortable and in pain in your current situation that you're willing to change, or are you not? I kid you not, folks, that I am on calls with people that are potentially interested to be with me as a one-to-one coach. They share with me their pain points. They share with me their limitations. Adrian, I've done the group programming model for so long. I really like it. I've gotten fit, but I've hit a wall. Okay, awesome. Why do you think you've hit that wall? Well, I've hit the wall because the programming is very general. It helps me sustain a very well-rounded balance, but there are some really unique holes that I need to fill for myself. Okay, well, why haven't you been filling those holes? Well, I really don't know what to do, or I don't know how to follow these progressions, and I don't. Okay, as a coach, I know where I can step in for this person. I know where I can stand in the gap. I know what they need. I can put them through a testing protocol. I go through all of this in the discussion. And then you know where it leads to? We talk about the cost. And they're like, hey, you know, I don't actually know if I can swing that cost right now. On these calls, I'm more than equipped to help them understand how they can afford that. The things that they might need to change in order to afford that. The things that it will raise the quality of their life to be, not just in an interaction with me on a one-to-one basis about their programming and their training, but from a life circumstance, the things that I can guide them, the conversations that we can have, the value that hopefully I can bring them even to building more money so that they feel like the expense that they're paying in the investment in this relationship is even lesser as we go. The value I can show, I can bring, I can make it very obvious. You know the limitation? A lot of people aren't desperate enough for the change. A lot of people say they want to go to semifinals, but they're not willing to invest in themselves and in their journey enough because they are actually not that desperate to make it. Or they don't think, perhaps maybe I'm the solution. And I'll be honest and share that that could be the truth. But in 99% of the cases, it ain't. It's that they're not willing to commit to doubling down on themselves. Again, they're not desperate enough. Now, I want to take this conversation to a spiritual context for a moment. Think about this. There are so many people who love the idea of Jesus. There are so many people who love the idea of forgiveness. There are so many people who love love. And they want to pursue that headlong. Unfortunately, in order to walk in the light and to follow Jesus. We need to accept him as a savior and a redeemer. And we also need to be willing to make him Lord of our lives. We need to be willing to do the hard things, to actually turn away, repent from the way that we were living and walk a different way. We need to be willing to speak differently. We need to be willing to make different choices. You see, but everyone's enamored by the love and the forgiveness and the everything else. And then they want to flip the context and say, oh, I don't need to do anything because God's already got me. God does got you if you choose to follow him. Jesus' reward is free if you choose to accept it. And what does it look like to accept it? It means that you will repent, that you hopefully will pursue and be baptized so that you can be forgiven of your sins and then walk in the light and repent so you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then everything gets just a touch bit easier because we've got those gifts, the fruitful ones that can help change our lives. And I don't want to go down this spiritual rabbit hole too deep because I know not everyone that tunes into this content and listens is even of the same perspective spiritually that I am. But it's important for me because, again, so much of my life is centered around discipleship and relationships deep within my faith. People aren't desperate enough in their current circumstance to actually walk away from it. What we want is this a la carte spirituality. What you want, if you're watching this and you're stuck in your fitness journeys, you want this a la carte version of you achieving all your goals and staying exactly who you are. And folks, if you're listening to this podcast, I want to reassure you that that is not real. If you want to escape the current problem that you're in, be willing to change everything that you are. If you think that you can be 30 pounds lighter and remain the same person that you are and have the same habits that you are and roll with the same circle of friends, then you're wrong. And I'm sorry if I feel preachy or too teachy for this longer formatted version of the podcast today, but this is the reality. And I get very passionate about helping people create solutions in their own life. Whether I'm mentoring their lifestyle as a coach, whether I'm mentoring their performance as a coach, whether I'm mentoring them in the church as a brother to them. The parallel of all these pursuits is absolutely mind-blowing to me. When the pain of your current circumstance, the situation that you want to evade, is greater than the pain of change, you will change. Now, because this is a bit of a longer formatted podcast, I want to take some time. I want you to think, literally reflect on this. What does it look like for your life? So let's go into some applicables. What I'd like for you to do is spend today and think 5 to 10 minutes of your time and think about things that you want to change in your life. You will accumulate a list of things that you want to change. I almost guarantee it because all of us want growth and seek growth. And especially if you tune into this podcast on a regular basis or tune in to even watch and take this in from an audio or visual perspective on my YouTube channel. But I want to remind you, there is a priority here within this list. So you've got a list of things. It could be a few, it could be many. I want you to try to order them in what has the most dire, where you have the most dire urgency to change. What is it? Is it you want to lose weight? And, or is it that you want to have a deeper relationship with God? Or is it that you want to X, Y, and Z? List it in order, your priorities, personal, no judgment. You do your thing. You're not sharing this with anyone. It's only about you. After you do that, you need to write why you want to change these things. And here's what should be obvious. The one that you marked as number one should sound and feel painful. It should sound and feel the most painful because if it's truly number one, your priority, you need to realize that whatever you're about to write down that you want to change, it has to be so egregious and you have to feel such a way about it that whatever you have to do to avoid it, to renew it, to lose the weight, to gain the muscle, the investment that you have to make in a mentor or in a coach, or the changes that you're going to have to make with your daily lifestyle, like I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock. Doesn't that sound ridiculous? Adrian, that doesn't sound drastic at all to tell someone that they need to go to bed at 10 o'clock if they have all these goals. You got to be kidding me. And if you guys are out there listening to this and you say how easy it is to go to bed at 10 o'clock, you got to be kidding me. And maybe you wake up at 4 o'clock every morning, so you got that natural intrinsic motivation. But listen, I'm married. I got children. I want time with my wife. I want quality time with my wife. You hear me? And sometimes going to bed at 10 o'clock is real hard. and I've got to prioritize a lot of other things, but I still want to gain lean body mass. I still want to sustain a healthy level of body fat that I enjoy and makes me feel good and perform well and makes me look good and feel attractive to my wife. And I want to X, Y, and Z, right? Like I got this list of things that I want and I want them and I'm very disciplined. Going to bed at 10 o'clock is hard for your boy. So if guess what? If I'm a coach and I'm a leader and I'm a mentor and I'm the one spitting and spouting out this information to you, and I'm admittedly saying that it is hard, then I know that it is hard for most of you. And yet we pretend, oh, that's not a big deal. I don't need to make radical life changes to go to bed at 10 o'clock. Yo, you got to make some radical life changes to go to bed at 10 o'clock if that's your new you. Because in order to do it and see it through, it's going to create pain. It's going to create discomfort because guess what? There's going to be a movie that drops that you want to watch. There's going to be a new show on Netflix. There's going to be a new thing on Apple. There's going to be new Ted Lasso that comes out. There's going to be a date. There's going to be a whatever it is. And you're going to say, nah, going to bed at 10. I'm trying to change some things in my life and I'm really trying to lose weight. And I know that balancing my hormones and getting enough sleep is a really big important part of that. And I know that if I say no to pursuing this goal, that it's going to send me down a rabbit hole and then I'll be more likely to fail in the future. I'm changing me and I'm refining me. If you're not ready to say those things about a simple thing like going to bed at 10 o'clock, then you don't want the thing. And it's not that important to you. It's the same context that I'll share with someone. This is another example, folks. When you are desperate enough, you'll do whatever you have to do. And that's just a reminder. But you think about being able to make these hard choices over these easier wrong choices, right? Hard rights over easy wrong. And I've mentioned this, and I've probably done a few Rise and Pods, like the Daily Rise version, the shorter versions that drop on Mondays on this particular topic. But in order to achieve something, you've got to be able to probably have several hard rights over several easy wrongs. And what we're doing is flexing muscle, right? We're building momentum. I talked about this when it talked about creating consistency last week or whenever it was that you guys are ingesting these podcasts or these videos. Creating consistency is important and you want to start simple and small. But I have to remind you that most things that are worth committing to aren't just gradual changes necessarily. Sometimes they do take an automatic pivot, an automatic 180, an automatic repentance, if you will, to turn and to walk the other way, to go from going to bed every night at midnight and saying, I'm going to bed at before 10 o'clock. And this is what my nighttime routine is. And this is what I'm going to do to be accountable. And yes, this is uncomfortable, but I'm sick and tired of being this way. I'm sick and tired of falling into this temptation. I'm sick and tired of holding on to this body fat and being disappointed in myself. I'm going to be someone different. I'm going to be someone new. And it starts with these hard rights over these easy wrongs. This is my list and this is who I am. I know that I'm rifting and I can fade in and out with my excitement or my conviction in my voice. And I do want to inspire you and I want you to know and feel my passion through the audio and through the video if you're watching this or whatever you're doing. But I also want to remind you that you've got to be willing to do it when it's boring. You've got to be willing to do it when you're alone. And a lot of times you cannot do that without accountability. It's kind of a dirty word, accountability. It makes people feel not so great. It makes people feel a little bit insecure. It makes people feel like I'm lesser because I've got to answer to someone. I have a 6-year-old son. And we were talking the other day. He asked me, do we have kings and queens where we live in our world? Because, of course, he sees them as a fictional perspective on shows, on cartoons, on movies. And I said, yes, buddy, kings and queens are very real. Now, we don't have them in our country. But we do have someone called a president that we elect and serve in a role as our leader. And they get to make a lot of choices that influence our everyday lives. And there are several teams of people that really get to make these choices. But the president is the person in charge for the most part. They are a mouthpiece and they tend to be the face of our country. And I gave him a roundabout description of this. And what I find myself then starting to explain to him is how important it is for all humans to have leadership, to have guidance, and to have someone to answer to. Now, he's only 6, so a lot of this won't stick. But what he sees me as is his father, his guidance, his security, his disciplinarian. but I'm the one that teaches, loves, reprimands, right? And equal to his mother. He sees us in these lights. So when he thinks about someone in charge, this is what he thinks of. And I went on to explain to him that even adults need that kind of relationship or things would go terribly wrong. When men and women are left to complete free will and we're followed by our passions and our lusts and our ideas of good and wrong, because everything is subjective, where right for me might be to take the clothes off your back and give them to my uncle who can no longer walk and provide for himself, and also take the food from your family and give it to mine. That might be right in my eyes. Is it right? No, it's not right to me. But those are my Christian values and perspectives and humanity values at large. But we all don't share those same perspectives. So, and again, I didn't go into that type of detail with my son. But again, what I did was I tried to paint this clear picture of we all need someone to answer to. We all need accountability. And yes, the president of the United States is not like a king and queen, different, but that's what a king and queen's role is in other countries. I'm sorry again that this description took so long, but I hope that you're still with me. You need accountability. You need a partner. You need someone who isn't going to say, hey, that's okay. You drop the ball again. No big deal. You need someone who you're going to be a little bit embarrassed to say, hey, I didn't follow through, but that loves you enough and cares for you enough that you can still say, hey, I dropped the ball and I didn't follow through. Because you know what they're going to say is, you're better than that. I'm here to support you. What do we need to change in order to make it happen? If you don't have these types of relationships in your life for your weight loss journey, for your strength training, for something that you radically want to change and desperately want to change, you're not going to get it. I'm here to tell you. So when you think, hey, I can do this on my own. Hey, I can take this journey on my own. I don't need a coach. I don't need advice. I'm going to make it. I'm going to become the best coach in the entire world, but I don't have mentors. I don't have someone to look after. I don't have someone looking after me. It's false. Untrue. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. If you find yourself being 35, 45, 55, 60, kids, wife, family, bosses, anything, and you're like, hey, I'm in a position that I can't get myself out of, or I haven't got myself out of, or I've eaten myself into this position over the last 20 years of my life, what makes you think that you can do it alone today? Because you got yourself there by yourself. Now, there could have been other influences, but what I'm telling you is accountability, structure, coaching, mentorship. You need to invest in these type of relationships. Someone needs to invest back into you, and you can make it through this thing. But you need it. And I'm no different. I can share with you guys a weakness in my character, which is that I grew up and I went back and forth between each one of my families every year. A lot of you know this. If you've been to any of our elite retreat training camps and you're part of our FNX ambassador team, or if you have come to listen to me speak at one of our true fitness camps, TTRU Train to Rise Up, like our open prep camp or our Iron Games prep camp or anything like that. I've probably shared a little bit about this because it's refined and also limited some of my development as an individual. But because of the way I grew up, I was very much a lone wolf. As an adult male, I tend to lean into being a lone wolf, whether it comes from seeking advice, whether it comes from my spiritual walk and thinking that I'm just okay. Well, it's scriptural that this walk isn't meant to be about me alone and God. It's about me and God, and it's about me bringing other people to God and creating this opportunity for them to have the equal love and peace and grander vision of eternity on the other side of this life that I have. And I can't do that by myself. I can't help other people make it by myself. People can't help me make it by myself. I will never be a coach without people to coach. I say all this because I'm equally tempted to say, nah, I'm good. Back up. I'll do it on my own. I ain't spending that $500 a month. I ain't spending that whatever it is, right? On whatever it is. I'm going to just use my own resources. I'm going to use my own bandwidth. I'm going to use my own mental toughness and discipline in order to accomplish it myself. I'll never achieve the things that I'm capable of achieving if I try to do it alone. Sounds like a cheesy quote, folks, but I'll drop another one on you. Go fast and go alone, or go far and go together. That sounds like a really good place for me to start wrapping this thing up. Look, today's overall lesson was about your pain point. All of us have one. You want to change it? It has to be uncomfortable, painful, and you have to be desperate enough in your current circumstance and situation that the change and the discomfort and the inconvenience of the shifts and the transformations within your lifestyle that'll have to happen outweigh what you're currently experiencing. Your current pain has to be more than the pain of change. I want you guys to remember that. I want you to take this in. If you've enjoyed this episode and you think that I've brought you some value here with this rant, with this conversation with Coach Conway, then please share it with someone else. Please give me feedback by sharing a review, especially if you enjoy this. Hey, I want your honesty. If you think I need to grow in something, you think I need to control the way I speak better or deliver more clearly, I want to know your feedback. Please leave me a review. Please share this with someone that you think would value from needing to hear it. And most importantly, folks, take the time. Go back in the episode, review the drill, spend 5 minutes, make a list, spend another 5 minutes, prioritize the list, and spend another 5 minutes writing the whys behind what you want to change and make it as detailed as possible. And then your job is to chase it headlong, seek advice, seek mentorship, invest in yourself so there's accountability. And I guarantee you that you can do this. And if we all do this and approach life this way, I know that we can keep rising.